You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Anoyde Behuda. Hine, Hanan Kaimelin. Lacha Pesach Reb Shimon. Like this. Chomet Shavuot Pesach is Mutam Midoraisa. Chazal made a knas. It's also Bano. Because he was over Bayura. Now, what does it mean to be over Bayura? Because if he has the Chomet on Pesach, he's over Bayura. Okay, now, Anoyde Behuda is Machadish a few in Yanim here. And that's what we're going to focus on. Now, basically, in this tshuva also, somewhere else, over there, around there, he basically says that we know Chametz Pesach is also Bana, that we train and base it on a Gemara, and it's also not only to him, but everybody else. It's also, even after he dies, to the children. Sometimes you find knosses Chazal made on a person, but once he dies, the knas is finished. Over here, the knas is on the chametz. This chametz is also la'olam vayed. It's a knas, yeah. It's a knas. They made a knas. That's what the mission. That's what the Gemara says. And then kaimel nacha peskab shimon umuta chametz shavu pesam hatayr afilu ba'achila el rab shimon knasa konis hoyo va'ava bal yirah. Oh, so now the question is like this. When are you over by your raw? So Pashtis, you're over like it says in the Pesukim. Right? Shivas Yamim, lo yirah v'lo yimatzeh. Right? And the Mela, the Issa by your raw only starts on Pesach. Erev Pesach, right? So we have Tashbisu. Tashbisu. Now, in Tashbisu itself, there's two shittas. One is Tashbisu, you have to get rid of it sometime during the afternoon from Chatzos on, or is it that you're over every second that you don't get rid of it, right? And one, the Magen Avraham says you're over every minute that you have. Doesn't explain why it's that way. What's usually mitzvah say is the pshat is that if for instance, I have to eat matzah every minute that I'm not eating matzah, I'm not over any issa. Every minute I don't do a bris meal, I'm not over any issa. Right? You can wait. He's a makdim and this, that, but you can wait till the end of the eighth, almost the end of the eighth day. And that's the tzlach, one place says that. He says, you're not over any issa, you can wait the whole afternoon. Magen Avraham says every second. The pashtus is, it's totally on the shayla of the minchas chinuch, whether the mitzvah of Tashbisu is kumvaseh, you have to do something, or it's shev al tasa, not having chametz. Oh, so Magen Avraham that says you're over kol second will make more sense that you're over every second, right? Meaning that I'm not supposed to have chametz from 12 on till the night. I'm not supposed to have chametz. When I go over to Tashbisu's night on Pesach too, it's time to get right now. What? Therefore, what? What?
So,
that could be. How do you know that's true, Zalman? It's a lava nitik
lasse.
It's an assay.
Which
I say? That's the question. Is Tashbisu noyeg? Is it noyeg all 7 days? Says Ach Biyom Rishon Tashbisu.
You're not. Well,
who told you this? You haven't been here many years, Abzalman. So behind. Maybe yeah, maybe not. But we're not going to do that today. Good point. Right? That's your homework. That's your homework. But not a few years. It's next week. Okay? See? Now, so if you hold the mitzvah, like mezuzah, every second is a mitzvah that you should have mezuzah. Every second you don't have a mezuzah, you're being over a mitzvah. So every second you should not have chametz. On the other hand, if you just destroy it, they're destroying it. Destroy this one, destroy that one, and so on. Yeah, it's supposed to. Oh, So that's what the Menachos says. Get rid of it before Pesach. And you don't have to get rid of it at 12. Do get rid of it. Don't have chametz, right? Many of us, there's no, we have no chametz comes Erev Pesach, right? So in the Hanami comes Pesach, you know, kind of a mitzvah. Okay, so that's one thing. But what? Right, that's the point. It's not to get, but if it's getting rid of it, as long as, and anytime you get rid of it, it could be, you're right. Also, let's say a person has 10 kazesim and he gets rid of 9, could be get the kontrachi, he gets 9 mitzvahs, you know, for each one. For the, and then the other one is, he didn't get it yet. But according to the one that you have, that it's being free, like Rishi was saying, till you get rid of all your chametz, you know. Okay. What? There could be once a tiny that you get, but that's not the point now. So we're saying, even if you hold your over tashbisu, says the, let's see, the maybe who the, so he says like this, ulfize hayoposhet, sheze shemes, that was the question over there. There was a person that was sick. He had a mazog in a liquor store, right? And because he was got all nervous, he was sick, he was dying, he didn't sell his chametz, right? Nobody, you know, everybody was focused on his and his health, and he died erev Pesach. Died erev Pesach. So, what would you say? Yeah, after Chatzos he died. What? He's dead. What do you say? Okay, so.
So I was answering his question, giving more to the steward than no, but maybe you can't be Moorish to the Yorkshire, the same din that places it they were in the Rishus problem.
Okay, would there be, if we're saying there's a knas?
I would say so, yes.
Oh, so first, I mean, the major says, no. Why? So he says, wait, 1 second. No, you can't decide not to inherit here. Right? So he says the knas is on, let's take this would be a ger shemes ve'ein lo yershim. Without the question of Yerusha. Would be a ger. Now the chametz is hefker. Is there knas on that? If it would be a ger in the middle of Pesach, Pashis would say, but it is also because he's over by Ra. But there, what was the over on the most? Went to the Magen Avraham, Tashbisu. Who says the Knas was on Tashbisu? That's what Nebuchadnezzar says. The Knas was on by Ra. Okay? Va'acha Maisos, he says, oh, what? Va'acha Maisok va'kasafti la'el, she'ena banim yarshim achametz, ve'ena lam shum chiv levare. Right? Hayaposhet shachametz ze muta. He died erev Pesach. No, he was over. Tashmisu. That Bal Yirah, right. But he was over Tashmisu. No. He was over. It was over. He was dead 2 o'clock, but he was over from 12 to 2. Okay. We said the quantum magal verm every second. As if a quantity of somebody purchases in the middle of or he makes chametz, put some flour and water and he makes chametz, it's no kanas, it's a big chiddush of the gevul. 6 hours of it. On Pesach by you have to be over the whole 7 days. I think you good boy. Yeah. Okay, you hear. So what he's saying is two things. A, is that there's no on Tashbisu, which that will that not everybody agrees with that, but that's an argument. It's very denavshe. It also, he says, but the children yarshin, so they don't yarshin because it's also bana. Right? That's what he says. Okay, let's learn the Gemara in Kiddushin. Amar Rava. Va'atayra av evakom yarshisot. By goyim is Yerusha. Shenem achishev im koineyu v'loim yarshe koineyu. When you poida or evadivida was sold to goyim, so you deal with him, but you don't deal with his yarshin, meaning he has yarshin. Basically yarshin here. No, it's goyim have Yerusha. The big question: who's the yarshim? Because how do you know it's his? Well, there's no right. Good point. How do you know it's his father? Do you go after right? Someone to bring a right from here. You do go after right. That's what he means. What you think? You know what you meant? Okay. Ger. So what about a ger? The yarshim is goyish your father. Ain't a different thing. That's not. Either once he becomes a ger, he's not related to his father, he doesn't know. But Midorabanan he is, yeah? Obviously, we talk about his father, you know, that they're in there, it's a song, they have Jewish Bethlehem, right? Oh, why? Why is that? So we'll see in a minute. The Tanan, it's a Mishnah. Ger v'ayver kechavim, sheyashu saviyim ayver kechavim. Right? And the Yashu, what do they find? They find a lot of gold of Avodah Zarah, you hear? 10 of Avodah Zarah and 10 pieces of gold. So they're all worth, it doesn't matter, right? 10 of them are Avodah Zarah. So the Ger tells his brother, his former brother, Ger Yochalayim Alava Kacham, he could tell his brother the guy, Koil Ato Avodah Kacham, we have 10, 20 pieces of gold, 10 are Avodah Zarah. I'll take the 10, not Avodah Zarah, you take the 10. Koil Ato Avodah Kacham, I need most, and I'll take the most. I'll take whatever, the money, right? Let's split it. You get the gold, the vizora, I'll take the cash, okay, whatever it is. Hoylato yainesa, bani peris. Right, the father left him a lot of yainesa, and peris, you take the yainesa. The shibola shus again, once he brought it, also. Now, Esau kadaita, if you'll say that he yarshins the rice, so ki lo bolu shus, so nami ki shokel chalu forever coming. Or let's say, taka, a person has a vizora. So now that that's his, right, and he trades it, it's chaluf avodah zarah. Chaluf avodah zarah, what do we know? Is also other historian. No, if I take something that's also bana and I sell it, the money is mutter, right? It's mutter because it's not isra no. I wasn't allowed to do it. I made money, but avodah zarah, even if you get something in lieu of that, it's cool. It's also. So how was he allowed to do it? The Torah says he never yarshined it, right? It's only derabanan. Now, why is that? Element derabanan gzeiruhu the avod rabanan shem yatzel sur. They made a gzeiru. They were afraid that if the guy will find out that he doesn't yarshin his father, right? So what's he going to go back and become a guy again, right? They're afraid he'll go back. But it doesn't work to become a guy again. But he'll say that he'll go to court and say. You know, it's my father. I said my father's not only Jewish. I'm not Jewish anymore. They'll accept that too. Okay. So that's the Gemara here. What do we hear from this Gemara? It says the Avnei Miluim Umavur Zeh. You see from this Gemara. If what's the whole reason it's not called exchange of Avodah Zarah? Because it's not a real Yerusha. It's only Tikkun Derabanan. Let's say a goy would yarshin his father. Let's say a ger. Excuse me. Would Yashin his father? Let's say it would be a din of Yashin's father. Or is the din of Gesher's guy is only like a relationship as Arias. But as far as Yerusha, it still goes. So now they had 20 pieces of gold, 10 of Avodah Zarah, 10 of that. Technically, he Yashin the Avodah Zarah too, except now they're splitting it, right? You have to, each piece of Avodah Zarah is his, so you can't do that, right? Umuvorm is there, says the Avonuim. The heichad the heavy yersh the rice of a zocher b'sura na ulakach also likach tmurasam dova ache can't take a change the heavy chaluf b'sura na mashi enken yevin and the ena zeicher he's not zeicher b'sura na oyimuto likach tmurasam he says one second if you hold that there's no yerusha on avodas zara, on isur hanah, you don't yashin it. He was saying, Rabbi Yisrael was saying, there's no yush on isur hanah. So then, what's the problem? I didn't yashin these. These are not mine, right? I know it's like this: you have somebody has isur hanah, and you say the yashim according to what the Rabbi Yisrael said, then the pshat in which Nebi Yehuda says you don't yashin isur hanah. So it's not the elowat. The father died, right? And left over 10 yain, 10 bottles of yain, 10 bottles of kedem wine, right? So now, in Yashin, those also, but they're around. So he tells his brother, the goy, you take the 10 gallon wines, I'll take the 10 kedem wines. What's the problem? He never yashined. It's not a trade. It's Mashin Gemara. The only reason it's not a trade is because Yerusha here is the Rabbanan, because it's not related, but if it would be the Raisa. So over here, where you talk about a Yid yarshin from his father, Chametz, why shouldn't he yarshin the Chametz? That's his taina. Okay? He says, Vatam, what's right? What? It's also Banal. The Yerusha Memela who nichnas, the Makam Marisha. Yerusha is not a Kenyan. Yerusha the Pshat, you become in place of the son. Ruvain becomes instead of Yankov. So he's Ruvain Yankov now. Just like Yankov had Yisurah and Nah. Now Ruvain has those Yisurah and Nah. Okay? Who nichnas memakom rishon b'lishem kinyan? You don't have to make kinyan. Ain't such das klal. The din is a one-day-old Yarshins. A one-day-old can't make kinyanim. Anybody under bar mitzvah can't make kinyanim. Otherwise, he's a Yarish. What does it mean? Yarish doesn't need a ma'isa kinyan. He's in the place of the father. Okay? That's his question. So he says, "V'ayin shuvas neid b'Yehuda, ve'echad shemeis erev Pesach hachatzais, v'hishi chomis shul bitla v'bira. Ayin shom the pshita le'lagoyin zas poshet to the neid b'Yehuda shalom mitshev damim larisha lebonav. It's not called value to yashin his sons. Kiven the naktinim kareva poiskim. We hold like the Rambam voice poiskim. The chometz lifnez mana asubana like by us, right? Chometz erev Pesach is asubana." Minatayra, because Hashem a goin zal, it's quoting out in Hebrew. The zayin tzach b'nim kah. That's poshet. Lani is like that klusha. My weak understanding. He says, "Dabas that tzarach lefnai lefnim." You really have to go into it. It's not true. Hepachu v'shas tzarach b'kedushin. The heavy Yerusha deraisa. If a goy, to ger more correctly, with Yashin his father, heavy also loy malenach. He told out over his arm when he mows. The heavy chalifa over his arm. Oh, by a mumer. There's the case, right? You have a mumer. You have a guy who's a mumer, right? He has a vayda zara at home. He has yain nesef at home, right? Avinezer has a mumer. Or many hold that the mumer is wine. We usually a makbid that a mumer. We have a mumer for Shabbos. Make sure he doesn't touch the wine, right? It's not mufushal. It's mufushal. Not mufushal, right? So a makbid, a mumer, a good guy, right? The mumer has that did. So Avinezer wants to know if he can drink his own wine. If he can drink his own, he makes kiddush, but his mama is Paul Shabbos. But had that had people like that years ago, right? They were Machal Shabbos, but they lit candles, they made kiddush. So you can't drink your own wine. All right. Anyway, but he's a mumer, and he leaves a gallon wine. He has gallon wine. So now his son yashins him. He's not a goy. So. The Shaila is, does he yarshin him? He said, yeah, he yarshin him. Gemara, you see, you could yarshin your father. Oh. So he says, the ben muma also leimel achavah, kimi the yarish deraisa, it's the yarshin's deraisa. The eilich, don't be machapidin for his zucham, the other rabbi. Some it's a soul, like Rav Pesach said, also a kosov ki ilu hu bershusay. It's more than, it's even more ownership. The Torah made him like Rav Pesach was saying. So I didn't react now. I wanted to see this. The Indian Bayura, Mashaink and Avaid Zora, Yaines. And Ken, who didn't Chomes of Pesach? Kivan the Yarisa, Memela, Chayev Levar. So I don't know what the Nebbi is talking about. If the guy died on Pesach, where then he was over Bayura, so even though when he dies, so now the Nebbi just says the Yerusha is not theirs, right? Then it would be also because there was Bayur on it, right? There was Bayur on it, but if he died in the afternoon where they didn't yarshin it, So the chametz during Pesach, what is it during Pesach? Hefker. It's just saying it's hefker. Chametz hefker you can use after Pesach. Just like you can use a goy's chametz. It doesn't belong to anyone. Okay? Given the yaros of Mamela Chavlavar, the call, the hon nichlas tachas of Bayam and Koyman, because it's theirs. But Vadai, that's for sure to me, Shtamet Leila Goyin and Al Subyazu. Maybe you don't forget this Gemara, Mokum and Nichu, that's an expression, Nichu, Mokum is Gadar, that the Bein Hashem gave me a place to argue on the Gedolim before me. Okay. That's what he says. Comes along Shia, and he found for us the Einig Yom Tov in the regular print. Okay. So, here. The Ayin, yeah, he brings the Gemara here. Look at the end of the last line, the dot, and the first line, I'm sorry. Hooray. The after Ein Kinyan be Surah Nama Koma Bimshur and Mela Kasi Yerzak be Surah. Vain B'nei de Behuda. The Misha Meis Ere Pesach it says the love Zacha Yerish. B'chamtza Mishum Delo Nichal Elik Nisura. V'nir L'chalik to Mitzin. No, it's not the same thing. Why? The Hossam Shkvar Nesu Ana Etzel Oviv Ha Moirish the Yoris Midi Kivin the Kvar Yatsam Mishus Oviv. The lawyer Mamona called Aina Yakul Harish Rabbana. He says there's a big difference. Over there, and it says by the Neid of Yehuda, keeping the Kvayatsum Mishus Aviv. It's really technically, before we get into Pesach's Svara, is the Pshat is that this Chametz does not belong to the father. It doesn't belong to him. It's over by Ram, maybe, but it doesn't belong to him. It's not his, and we'll see what that means. But by Avodah Zarah, who's the father over there? Father's a goy. What? Does a goy own Avodah Zarah? Is Avodah Zarah also Bahanat a goy? What would you say? Why? Why do you say that?
The vater, since he can be a vater, unless he has only
it. Okay, but how do you, is it also Bahanat to him? That's not the reason we came to house, a special din. So that's a Kivega brings it to heaven. We'll do it another time. But the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says if a person shechted shchute turban b'chutz on Shabbos, the shame of Avodah Zarah, right? There's over three Avodas. What? I can't hear you. Really? Look at that. Right. Right? So he's over three things. Avodah Zarah, Shchutei Chutz, and Shabbos. In fact, the Gemara in Psachim, the Matikin, what was he masakin it? What takana did he do? To who? Rashi in Psachim says to God. What? Ayin Gimel. Okay? Shia. See? So, at Ayin Gimel, Rashi says, to a goy. Zoktav Kivega, look in Turi Evan and Chagiga. What does he say? He said, what do you mean it's good to a goy? I know it's, what did this Chutzutei Chutz is also about Na'a. It's a void of Zarsa. So what tikkun did you do? I didn't do it. Even if a person writes his name on the Mona Lisa, what is she worth now, the Mona Lisa? You can tell, you know, this? No, that you don't know. Okay. Priceless, okay. It's a few million dollars. You're a chayim. Why? Even though you macalkal the picture, but you wrote your name. You want your name there. Let's call the ticket. It has to be some kind of ticket. So, by just what kind of ticket? So, the Vikivegas of the two heaven, the goy, it's mutabana. It's a riot that it's mutabana. That a Vedas Zara is not also banana the goy. Meaning, it's also for him to have a Vedas Zara, but there's no issue. If this Yain Ness of Vedas Zara, he can have a he can deal with it. A goy is allowed to sell a Vedas Zara. Ah, so it belonged to the guy. If it belonged to the guy, then there's an automatic Yerusha to the children, because that's automatic. Masha ain't came by Chametz, it doesn't belong to you. Since it doesn't belong to you, says the Ayin Gemtiv, therefore you can't yashin it. You can, what? Ben Mumer, he's arguing under Shach. Very good point. Okay, now, I want to show you, I see, I'm not sure I wrote this much here. Okay, all right. So, which I was going to start. Let me just see. That the Noni Bir himself was already said this. Okay, let's see. Yeah, basically, it's like that. I'll say it a little outside first. What would you say? Kleya Kerem, Zosabana, correct? So if you know your neighbor has Kleya Kerem, and Kleya Kerem has to be burnt, is the mitzvah to burn it on? Who's the mitzvah to burn it on? Who's the mitzvah on? What? No, you're not over anything for. He's not over anything. He has Kleya Kerem and brew. Some goyim came into his yard, threw seeds, and it grew. Why do you say that? Yeah, well, 1 second. Wait. Okay, but who's the mitzvah on? Yeah, you sure? Well, or anybody. The dinner needs to be burnt. Let's put a goy has it. Kleya Kerem. It's also about not. Do you have to burn it? Oh, where? In Kleya Kerem? Yeah. Really? That's what you would say? Pesach, this is what you say. Well, the name of it says a different. What? Mr.
Scholar,
it's not brook. The name of it takes it as a double push it, that it's whoever does it gets a mitzvah. It's on the chayf, it's not on the gavra. But chametz, who's the mitzvah on chametz? Is there does if you hold ein bir chametz elos reifa, if you hold that way, who's the mitzvah on? Then Reb Shira, he says she is right that the mitzvah is on the person. I'm not mechuyif. There's zicha no inyan. It's also by no goy's chametz. I don't have to burn it. I don't have to go and burn my friends. Arvis, yeah, I have to. You know, listen, you're doing an issa, you're keeping chametz. It seems like Rav Zalman's right. Could be Yoiva Tashvis even during Pesach, right? But it's not my chiv to burn it. It's my chiv to make you burn it. Or, you know, maybe I should burn it off Arvis, but not because it's a mitzvah on me, right? The Gemara uses of Lashon brings in Bava Kamma, I call mitzvah levare. So pashtus, it means I call mitzvah to take care of the other person. He speaks it out. Okay. So then he goes, that's the chilek. He says, that's the chilek. So let's take a look. Let me just find what Ik and Nekuda is. Here, start from over here. It's like about six lines down. First on the underline is Trumila Rashi Lisrif. Lav Davka, you have that? Then the dot. Ava Beer Chametz. Ain't a mitzad a chametz, rak mitzad bala chametz. Like Rav Shira said, that's a din in the gavre. Iyu mitzvah v'lo v'shvisa. Av a misha soyrev, hamtza shech l'acha, los mitzvah klal. V'gam a chametz haratzum, ain't lo bailim. V'gon shemeiz, oh, how do you have a chametz haratzum bailim? Okay, you can say, posh, you have to. So no, k'gon shemeiz bala chametz, v'ain lo yorshim, k'gon ger shemeiz, v'ain lo yorshim, u'meiz b'pesach. Venisha Chametz, Shiloi Bira, Shuv ain't Shum Mitzvah Levar Chametz Zeh. Velomishkachas Kiyam Mitzvah Bira Chametz Mizeh. Velav Davka Ger, El Afili Yisrael Shiloh Bira Chemtza, Umeiz Bepesach, Ein Albonav Shum Mitzvah Lashra Chametz Zehu, Sharei Einam Yarshin HaChametz, Shah Chametz Einoi Beshusa Shil Adam, Shah Chilobonav. He says, Kled Ein Gem Tatar. It doesn't belong to the father that he doesn't say, they can't be coined. It says, no, the problem is it didn't belong to the father. So this is really a question which we'll deal with next week. What's that? I'll give you the mashal, like this. Pesach mentioned that the Torah said chametz is in your rishus. In other words, shnei dvarim ena b'shus shalotim. Really, chametz is us, not really. Chametz is us about now. Some that's us about now you don't own. So how you over by ra, right? It's circular. You over by ra, because chametz is asa no, but if it's asa no, it doesn't belong to you. So however, Torah says asa nakasa kilu b'shusa. Torah made it like it's yours. Comes the big question. Okay, so it's like it's mine. What if a guy comes and takes my chametz? Is he stealing or is he not stealing? Second, can I, if, well, what? Yeah, I'm not sure, but is he doing an issa? Is the guy doing an issa?
Value for him, not the Jew.
So now, but is that called stealing?
Did the Torah put it, make it really your money, man, or made it only for Lagabi, but being over by your Rabbi Yamate?
So I get to say it again from here. The
Is
what?
it the Torah really made it your mammon, or only made it your mum Lagabi over the Isser?
So that's the question. Does it really belong? A, one is, two is if I, two things. Can the guy take it? Yeah, you're right. It's not a shor pruta to you, but you're saying you own it. So that means if you own it, he didn't make you lose money, but he's still taking something. Okay, let's say, is the guy coin it? Well, the guy. No, you're right. I know. No, right. It doesn't work. I'm saying is, if the guy, if I, let's do start this way. If I sell it to the guy, does it belong to the guy? Let's say you hold a guy can be kind of with kesser. Let's say he can be kind of with kesser, and he gives you kesser. Is he kind of gives you chalipin? If your chalipin works by guy, is he kind of that from you? Is it yours that you could sell it? A, B, right? If you, even if you can't, because it's also about none, you can't do this. If he goes and takes it, is he taking hefker? It's yours. What's the difference? The Torah said it's yours. So let's forget about stealing. It doesn't become his. Thirdly, if you, Emtin Suleimar, it he does become the guy's, do you still have a mitzvah to destroy that chametz? Because it was yours. Because there was a din tashbis, so is there still a din on you? Huh? Four pesos, though.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.